This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Goes out to serve his city, and his life is taken. How do you explain that? How do you justify it?
Criminal elements in our society continue to attack and kill police officers in America. Six officers were the victims of gun violence over the past 2 days. In Houston, Texas, an illegal immigrant shot and killed an officer before fleeing to Mexico. And three more HPD officers were hospitalized Thursday in a dramatic shootout. Two more police officers were shot Wednesday afternoon in St. Louis, Missouri. Also, a Milwaukee sheriff's deputy was shot several times during a traffic stop on the same day. This as New York City buries two of its finest Friday. Big Apple residents on Fox News come out to pay their respects.
For such two young people, it's terrible.
They do so much work for the city and put their lives at risk every day when they're on the job.
I get a little overwhelmed because he's so young. That could be my child, anyone's child.
USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
An earthquake rocks Tonga.
Less than 2 weeks after an underwater volcano explosion cut off communications on the island of Tonga, a powerful 6.2 magnitude earthquake struck off the coast of the island again. The quake hit in the ocean about 130 miles northwest of Tonga. There were no reports of any injuries or damage to any of the populated islands that make up the whole Tonga region. The seismic activity came 12 days after a volcano erupted and produced a tsunami that caused widespread damage in Tonga and minor effects as far away as the U.S. West Coast. Many countries, including Australia, New Zealand, and Japan, have given aid to Tonga, such as clean drinking water, medical supplies, and food. Repairs to underwater fiber optic cables that were severed during the eruption may not be fixed until sometime next month. So far, three deaths have been blamed on the eruption and the tsunami that hit the islands following it.
Wendy King reporting for USA Radio News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
In direct violation of law, the Biden administration is distributing hundreds, if not thousands, of single illegal immigrants throughout the United States under the cover of night. New York Republican lawmaker Nicole Malliotakis and Claudia Tenney on Fox News called out President Biden.
This is a complete aggravated dereliction of duty, which is why last night on Twitter I called for Joe Biden to be impeached and removed. His primary obligation as the commander-in-chief and the president of the United States is to enforce our laws, to live up to his oath, to enforce our border security, and also to tell the truth to the American people. Not doing anything about the fact that these migrants are coming in at the taxpayers' expense, not being vetted as far as we know. And when I visited the border back in March, I saw young children and all kinds of people being boarded on the planes, being shipped around the country at the taxpayers' expense. And our DFAS, our Defense Finance and Accounting Service employees, were asked to take leave, paid leave by the taxpayers, to foster these people and to pay for these people to be located in central and upstate New York.
Look, aiding and abetting illegal immigration is a violation of the law, and you have it coming from the President of the United States. It's completely unacceptable. The Supreme Court ruled that he had to reinstate, remain in Mexico. He has clearly not done that.
Representative Maliotakis went on to say, in order to make the changes needed, Republicans must win back Congress in November to get the votes needed to fix the border crisis. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Fresh and independent. This is Bill Martinez.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. Hey, look, at you've heard me talk about her for the last several months. I said, look, we've got to get her on, talk about her book, Laptop from Hell. Miranda Devine is going to be joining us here in just a few seconds. New York Post columnist, Fox News contributor. She also works for the Australian media as the Daily Telegraph columnist and Sky News contributor. She's actually born in Queens, New York, grew up in Tokyo, Sydney, and attended Northwestern University in Chicago. She says she's a reformed mathematician. Maybe reformed because the new math, I'm telling you, Miranda, that whole new math thing really got to me, too. So is that what caused you to be reformed?
Hi, Bill. I wasn't particularly brilliant at math to start with, but I did do it at university for my undergraduate degree, and was quite happy to leave it all behind. I think there are people better equipped at being mathematicians than I am. But I'm glad that I had that sort of little mental exercise. Reformed, maybe that's what we'll call it. It's like being a reformed alcoholic.
Yeah. Well, I speak to a couple of reformed attorneys, whatever that means too. So I guess we're all in the process of reformation, hopefully, for the better. But, I tell you, in reading your book, Laptop from Hell, speaking of reformed, what a pathetic story. I mean, this family is, they need therapy. It's a mess. I'm reading through this book and I go, man, you talk about laptops from hell. How about a family from hell?
Yeah, look, it is pretty sad. And, I mean, at the center of it all, of course, is the patriarch, Joe Biden. And the book is obviously based on Hunter Biden's laptop, the contents of it, and what it revealed about this very corrupt influence peddling operation that the Bidens have been running for, decades out of Delaware, but which suddenly became very crucial to America's national interest when Joe Biden became vice president and internationalized this family enrichment scheme in the parts of the country, of the world, that where he had carriage for the Obama administration. And so, now that he is actually the president, and we're looking at problems in China and, of course, right now with Russia and Ukraine. These are all parts of the world where the Biden family got tens of millions of dollars and where Joe Biden is compromised. So while we talk about a dysfunctional family, absolutely right, Hunter Biden, Joe Biden's son, who's, in his 50s, is an adult male, but he had a raging crack addiction. And I always say to people about Joe Biden and the sort of mythology that he projects about the sort of person he is, and of you know, he pretends that he's of such great character and so on. What do you say about a father who puts his drug-addicted son in front of a gushing torrent of unaccountable cash? And that is what Joe Biden did, because Hunter Biden didn't get paid all this filthy lucre from all these Russian oligarchs and, you know, Chinese state-owned enterprises or Ukrainian oligarchs or Romanian billionaires because of his pretty face or his brilliant business acumen. It was precisely to curry favor with Joe Biden. And this is the way I think Americans and a lot of sort of law-abiding countries in the West, we don't fully appreciate what it is like in countries like China and Russia and Ukraine and Romania and Kazakhstan. And you don't pay the bribe directly to the official. You pay it to a family member. In China, a son or a daughter, they're called princelings. And
yes,
so when
exactly.
Joe Biden flew his son into Beijing on Air Force Two, it was crystal clear to the CCP, to the Chinese hierarchy, what was going on. That was American power come to do private business. And that is exactly what happened.
And it's not like Joe Biden was the first to do it. I mean, you reported this. I mean, Peter Schweitzer's been reporting on it. And I got to imagine, even as you're going, you know, through the laptop and you're seeing this, you know, it's not even a smoking gun. I mean, it is the gun of evidence that is one email after another that indicts the Biden Inc. family and the Biden business. And here it is. We just came off of, you know, some spurious, you know, dossier in cahoots with the Clinton campaign. And we impeached a president, charged the American people a ton of flipping money to prove something that they knew from the get-go was false. And yet this obvious information of emails and evidence is ignored. This is amazing.
Well, look, it's what the Democrats do best. It's projection. They project all their own sins and follies onto their opponents. And then they get the media, you know, the establishment media, the New York Times, Washington Post, CNN, goes along with it. They naively, willfully put aside normal journalistic skepticism that used to apply, and they just willingly accept anonymous sources, CIA people like John Brennan with an axe to grind. They accept all this bogus information, that dossier, that Steele dossier, which on its face was just absurd. It was like it had been written by some smutty teenage boy. And they accepted that as holy writ when everything that the Republicans bring up, for instance, Chuck Grassley and Ron Johnson did a masterful job last year in trying to investigate some of this Hunter Biden and Ukraine corruption. And they actually brought the receipts in their investigation, and they got accused of being Kremlin agents peddling Russian disinformation. And that was the story that led any coverage of their investigation. There was barely any coverage of the really important information that they uncovered, including you know, Treasury reports showing these suspicious transactions, money flowing into bank accounts in America associated with the Bidens. So from China, from Russia, and this was ignored and covered up. And when the New York Post, when Rudy Giuliani gave us a copy of the laptop, Hunter Biden's laptop that he'd abandoned in Delaware in 2019, we did our due diligence. We started publishing stories before the election, 3 weeks before. We got censored by big tech, and the rest of the media ignored us. And then you had John Brennan and his pals and former intelligence and defense operatives, high-ranking people like Leon Panetta, who should have known better, signed a letter, 50 of them, claiming that the laptop was Russian disinformation. No evidence. They hadn't looked at the laptop. There's nothing to do with Russian disinformation in this laptop. It's never been denied. We've verified all the email or a lot of the emails that we've published with other recipients of them, and we've verified it every which way, including using Tony Bobulinski's material that he provided to the FBI and to me last year. He was one of Hunter Biden's business partners. That all accords with the material on the laptop and augments it. And then Ron Johnson and Chuck Grassley.
Exactly. Well, we appreciate you coming here to bring it to light. We've got more from Miranda Devine after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
If you're 65 or older, and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. That's 800-709-9174.
Out here on this desert road, it's hot as fire, but I've grown cold. Circling like a plane that never lands. And even though the questions change, The answers always stay the same.
Welcome back, Fresh and Independent. Just the way you like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Miranda Devine continues with us, New York columnist and author of the book Laptop from Hell, Hunter Biden, Big Tech, and the Dirty Secrets the President Tried to Hide. No doubt this was an all-out cabal, you know, to hide this evidence. I mean, to the point that somewhere 15-20% of the electorate said, had they known about Hunter Biden's laptop, they would not have voted for Joe Biden. So I guess the Democrats would have had to really double down and do more cheating in order to get the selection of Joe Biden as president.
Well, it really was a concerted censorship operation, and really shocking that, two unaccountable monopolies, like an oligopolies, you could call them, in social media, in Facebook and Twitter, just within hours of our story going online last October, they censored it. They, not last October, sorry, 2020, October 2020. I keep forgetting we're 2022 now.
It's all going so fast, I know. Yes.
And you know, that they felt that they had the right to traduce the reporting of the New York Post, which is basically the oldest newspaper in America, founded by Alexander Hamilton, the fourth largest by readership in the country. You know, who do they think they are? Well, they obviously think they're more important than a sitting U.S. president, because they deplatformed President Trump. So that is a frightening situation that we are in. Nothing has been done to remedy it since. And, you know, even Emmanuel Macron in France voiced some disquiet when President Trump was deplatformed, because these are, you know, these global operations which are more powerful than the elected president. That is terrifying.
It really is. And the thing is, it's not so much who they think they are. It's us saying, who do we think they are? They know who they are. They've got full control of the levers of power in every way. You know, I want to go back to what you talked about in terms of the princelings. I mean, this is a paradigm that operates in every country. The CCP saw this very clearly when Joe Biden brought his son with him on Air Force Two. That just told them, hey, look it. We run the same program. We're just like you. And this is why Blinken and, you know, those that were representing the United States in front of the CCP last year got slapped down by the communists, because they were saying, hey, you're no better than we know who you are. How dare you bring any kind of righteous arrogance into this meeting? You have no standing whatsoever, because they could have very well finished that statement. And maybe they did. And maybe it just didn't, you know, pass the translator's test to say, we know you're president.
Well, exactly. I mean, it also goes for Vladimir Putin. Hunter Biden was, you know, mixing with the corrupt, vile oligarchs that are in the inner sanctum of Vladimir Putin, as well as President Xi's inner circle. This is a crackhead who was just unable to conduct a normal life, and his father had deputized him as the bag man for the family to collect the money. And it's a disgrace that it was allowed to happen at the time, and it was being done right in front of the American people's noses. I mean, Hunter Biden was flying around on Air Force Two, not just to Beijing, but to Mexico and around the country, doing his own private business, or let's say the family's private business,
exactly,
with Joe Biden's imprimatur as vice president. It's shocking that there was nothing made of it at the time. And now it's coming out. All we're getting is just stonewalling and the White House saying it has nothing to do with us.
And the laptop clearly demonstrates that Joe Biden was getting his beak wet. You know, he was getting his cut in all this, right? The big guy.
Absolutely. I mean, we've heard from Hunter Biden's own emails and text messages to family members that he felt aggrieved that he had to give so much of his money to the rest of the family. He said to his daughter at one point, you're lucky that you don't have to give half your salary to Pop, which is his father, Joe Biden. There's also evidence on the laptop that I found that there was co-mingling of Joe and Hunter Biden's finances. They had shared bank accounts, shared debit cards. And also there is some evidence that Hunter Biden was paying Joe's kind of regular household bills. There are, you know, things like painting of Joe's and Jill's mansion by the lake in Delaware, sort of rebuilding a retaining wall, replacing an air conditioning system in a cottage that was on the grounds that Joe Biden used to rent to the Secret Service. All those kinds of you know, expenses that every household has, especially if you have this lavish pile, as Joe Biden does in this very ritzy part of Delaware, in Greenville, Delaware, near Wilmington. And there's also evidence that of an AT&T monthly phone bill for Joe Biden that Hunter was paying. And no doubt that is just the tip of the iceberg. Joe Biden has always boasted about being the poorest man in Congress, and yet he lives this champagne lifestyle. He lived in, has always lived in the most luxurious houses. He dresses impeccably in very expensive clothes. His entire family has lives a life of immense privilege. He rails always about white privilege. Well, his family is a shining example of the absolute worst of white privilege. Anything they want, whether it be, you know, the things that money can't buy, entree into the best Ivy League colleges, grace and favor jobs at inflated prices, inflated salaries, you know, clerkships or internships, anything they wanted, they got. And, you know, as we know, the rest of us scrimp and save to get things for our children. And Joe Biden is the patriarch, and he acts like a, the godfather, and giving, bestowing favors and receiving favors. And Hunter Biden was sort of his go-between when people were coming in cap in hand and asking for favors from him.
Where's the IRS on this, Miranda? I mean, I think that, you know, you're going to tell me that this guy paid taxes and all this money?
Well, no, he did. I mean, because there were some pretty hairy close calls for Hunter Biden. He, practically all of his business partners ended up either in jail, dead, or disappeared, you know, here and in China. And he somehow managed to come out smelling like roses from all these entanglements. But there were, behind the scenes, some really panicked or, say, urgent missives from his lawyers and accountants getting him to get his books in order. They were getting his books in order on his behalf. And one of his business partners, Eric Schwerin, was sort of like his factotum, who was on top of all his life, his, you know, the paperwork in his life, because Hunter Biden, as I said, was a drug addict who couldn't pay his bills, he couldn't pay his alimony, he could barely get out of bed, couldn't do anything. So other people were orchestrating his getting his tax affairs in order, and he had massive tax bills he had to pay around that time. So I don't know whether he still has some sort of tax problem, but he did have very, very good professionals on the job. I know that he's being investigated over potential, you know, tax issues, also potential alleged money laundering, and also some of his foreign dealings. His uncle Jim Biden, who Joe's younger brother, who was also up to his neck in this operation, he is also is being investigated. So.
Wow. Only if they're interested in it, Miranda Devine. Thank you so much for coming on the show. Laptop from Hell. We'll link the book at our website at BillMartinezShow.com. Hunter Biden, Big Tech, and the Dirty Secrets the President Tried to Hide. Miranda, thank you so much. Have a great day.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Goes out to serve his city, and his life is taken. How do you explain that? How do you justify it?
Criminal elements in our society continue to attack and kill police officers in America. Six officers were the victims of gun violence over the past 2 days. In Houston, Texas, an illegal immigrant shot and killed an officer before fleeing to Mexico. And three more HPD officers were hospitalized Thursday in a dramatic shootout. Two more police officers were shot Wednesday afternoon in St. Louis, Missouri. Also, a Milwaukee sheriff's deputy was shot several times during a traffic stop on the same day. This as New York City buries two of its finest Friday. Big Apple residents on Fox News come out to pay their respects.
For such two young people, it's terrible.
They do so much work for the city and put their lives at risk every day when they're on the job.
I get a little overwhelmed because he's so young. That could be my child, anyone's child.
USA Radio News.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Oh, this song always blesses me because it reminds me that our God is never changing. He's always the same, unlike any other God that man would want to present to you. Almighty God himself, the creator of heaven and earth, always the same. Thank you so much for being with us. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Quite the reveal, right? The conversation with Miranda Devine, laptop from hell, Hunter Biden, big tech, and the dirty secrets the president tried to hide. It's interesting, you know, as we were talking with another guest earlier this week. By the way, we're standing by for Jeff Carrere, Louisiana's favorite son. We're going to be joining his show live as he joins our show live. And we're going to be talking about his latest commentary. Looking forward to that. But as I started to say, we had a guest earlier this week that talked about the similarity between our country and China. How, I mean, and it's amazing. And Miranda brings that out in the book. Again, is why I believe that when the Chinese representatives met with our government officials, with Blinken, and them, and pretty much slapped them down, you know, because they thought that America could somehow have the righteous ground. But he, you know, they know America, they know the Biden family, they understand how corrupt this is and what they're dealing with. Anyway, you can start to hear Jeff Carrere in the background, and he joins, and we're together now. Here we are, looking forward to talking to the Cajun Crusher. Hey, Jeff Carrere, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, Bill, good morning to you, sir. How goes
it? Hey, good morning. Thank you for joining us. I always look forward to our time together. Excellent commentary this week that science is demonstrating that vaccines are only a partial defense against the virus. So how about a better answer, Jeff?
You know, I was actually pleased, Bill, that you had one reporter ask Jen Psaki about it yesterday, and Jen Psaki said, well, we're just going to go with what the experts are saying, and that is masking and vaccines. So they're not going to talk about the benefits of natural immunity or therapeutics or a healthy lifestyle. All they're focusing on are pushing masks and vaccines, and I'm hoping the American people are waking up to this nonsense, Bill.
Well, it's not a true statement on its face, because you've got scientists and virologists around the world that are saying otherwise. That's why the UK said, hey, forget these masks. I mean, they're affirming what we've always known from day one. The masks don't work, and it's absurd. I mean, it's become kind of like what do you want to, you know, like Linus's blanket that he drags around. This is what this mask is becoming, right? It's giving people false security, right?
I was in New Orleans yesterday, Bill, and it was so depressing to see all these people with their masks on outside. They were in a little cafe setting, and you had their masks on as they're sitting in the fresh air. All of them were masked up inside. It was just so depressing that so many people are programmed and following all this nonsense. And I think they're living in fear. I mean, they're so
fearful. Of course they are.
They've been programmed that they're wearing these masks. It's crazy.
Well, Jeff, what I'm most concerned of is the psychological damage that's being imposed on the people. Yes, the damage it's doing to our kids. I mean, some of this research, the scientists, are pointing out that, look at this is, in a sense, retarding our kids. They rely on facial expressions for communication and relationship. And all that is being retarded because of these masks. And again, I go back to what President Trump said, at the risk of people, flinching. Because anytime you say, well, this is what President Trump said, they have been told and conditioned to believe that Trump is some sort of idiot and they shouldn't be participating in the conversation whatsoever. But he's exactly right. That he said, do not let the solution be worse than the disease. Well, here we are.
Exactly right. And he called it from the very beginning. And unfortunately, the media ignored that. And they started following the promotion of what Dr. Fauci said and the CDC. And even though, as you pointed out, we've got studies that have been coming up in Israel showing the benefits of natural immunity much more effective than the vaccine immunity. And I've got a study that I quoted in my last column from Israel showing that the latest booster is almost completely ineffective against Omicron. Doesn't
exactly
do anything. So why are we pushing it, Bill?
Well, because it keeps them in control, Jeff. This is what it's all about. I mean, Lindsey Graham didn't even realize when he said and called out the Democrats about their lust for power, he didn't even realize to what depth and what that would look like. Well, now we're starting to see. Remember when he called them out during the Kavanaugh hearings? He says, you guys want power so badly. He says, I hope to God you don't get it, if you remember. Well, guess what? They got it and full force, and here they are. They have brain damaged the American people to such a degree that it's the vaccinated against the unvaccinated. And you know, for your audience, Jeff, let me tell you, I got COVID back in March last year, so it's been almost a year. Dr. Fauci, if you remember, during that period of time, said natural immunity, poo-poo, maybe, you might get about 4 months worth of coverage, right? Well, I am 9-10 months and going strong. I'm almost a year. In fact, I just had another test, Jeff. And my doctor said my T-cell immunity is robust as ever. It's 30 times stronger than had I been vaccinated. And this is almost a year later.
Wow.
And this is just anecdotally. This is just, me, because, I've always been health conscious and I wanted to, kind of exercise a self-study here and get the facts. So when, Fauci to this day poo-poo's natural immunity, I think in part, and this is the good news, this is why I shared with my audience, I think Omicron's going to turn out to be a blessing, because more people are getting infected by it, and it's raising their immune levels to such a degree that they will be better off and will be thankful for Omicron, as opposed to being so concerned and fearful about it.
My humble opinion.
Well, my wife got it. My wife got Omicron, and it was very mild for her. Mm-hmm. She didn't have too many side effects, thankfully. And most people mm-hmm. that I'm talking to that have gotten it have not been very sick. So it seems to be a milder version, but it's very contagious. So you're right. More people will get it. More people will be immune. And maybe more people will realize, hey, we need to move on, and we need to start living mm-hmm. our lives again. And we need right. to focus on what I was talking about in the column, living a healthy lifestyle. And
exactly.
Getting your vitamins, getting your sunlight, getting your exercise, eat right, and try to fight obesity. And that's the best thing you can do to try to maintain health and to stop this. Because COVID really attacks those that don't have those healthy lifestyle characteristics and unfortunately mm-hmm. are overweight. But you never hear that from
right.
our so-called experts, Bill.
No, because it doesn't fit the narrative and it doesn't keep us fearful and blind boxed and begging. Yeah, I don't know, Jeff, you heard that story about the gal who went and got tested, right? And her husband says, okay, so what's the deal? Are you positive or negative? And she says, well, I'm positive. And positive for COVID? She goes, no, I'm positive for being pregnant.
Oh, my gosh, which makes us realize that, you know, there are things to celebrate in life, things that we need to focus on other than COVID. We're COVID obsessed.
Right.
Let's get over this somehow.
Exactly.
The doesn't want to.
Right.
And you know why, Bill? Because the pharmaceutical companies, I think we have to
believe
this.
Yes,
they're
without
so dominant.
A doubt.
They got so much money. They have so much sway over the media and people like, of course, Anthony Fauci and so many of these politicians. And then they're doing the bidding, really, of mm-hmm. Pfizer and the other pharmaceutical companies. And that's what I see really at play
right.
here.
Well, their tentacles go deeper than that, Jeff. I mean, they're into the newsrooms of the country. They're controlling the editorial content. That's how pernicious this thing is, how they've overtaken our institutions and have broken trust with the American people. It's all about money. It's the old axiom, just follow the money. That's what they're doing to us. And the American people have about had it with them. And, you know, as one expert told me, they believe that, you know, come May or June, we'll be on the other side of it. But meanwhile, the Democrats are looking at a midterm. And, you know, the virus served them well during the 2020 elections. And they're only hoping that they can hold on to it. I think this is why they scrambled so fast to get Breyer out of there, right? Just saying.
Oh yeah, they want to cram another left winger in there while they have power, and let's hope they're going to lose all of it in Congress after these midterms. I hope we have a massive turnout, though.
There's a serious sign that that's what's happening. When you look at the exits, don't stand by the exit door too long. You're going to get run over by the Democrats running through. Jeff Carrera, as always, a pleasure and honor, buddy. Take care. Godspeed, my friend.
My's virtual meditation studio has never been busier.
Imagine not working.
They need a remote assistant to realign their scheduling.
Blank calendar. Sorry, back to your breath.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Make calls, schedule virtual interviews, and talk to candidates right from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
And now an important message from Exergen. A critical new FDA study proves that non-contact thermometers are not accurate. They also have inaccurate information on their labels regarding accuracy. New COVID strains are on the rise, and non-contact manufacturers are being irresponsible at a time when accuracy matters. Accurate temperature measurements are essential. Switch to Exergen because they are accurate and backed by over 100 clinical studies. Be sure, be accurate with Exergen. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You know, our Father is still the same, never changes, and here we are celebrating Sanctity of Life Month, and what does God say about life? It's in His character. It makes up, you know, so much of what is in Him, as much as we can understand as human beings, finite beings trying to understand an infinite loving God who loves us. In spite of, you know, our behavior and how we have broken His commandments. I want to bring Robin Chambers here right now. She's focused on the family's executive director for advocacy. And Robin, it's always good to have you with us. And, you know, we had the March for Life over the weekend. But this has been a month celebration, for life that is moving the hearts of people, and this is really an apolitical issue. I know that people have tried to keep it in that genre, but it isn't about politics. It's about our children. It's about our life, our very lives here that we're dealing with in this organic movement about saving our children after the murder of over 60 million babies in our country since Roe v. Wade. Women and a growing number of men, increasing number of men, are saying enough is enough, right?
Absolutely. And good morning. And it's so good to be back with you. We have had just an amazing month of celebrating Sanctity of Human Life. And you're right. We are hearing from more and more people that are saying, like you said, enough. Enough is enough. And I saw that last week when I was in D.C. for the March for Life. You know, just thousands and thousands of folks standing there for women and men who have been harmed by abortion, and then the millions of children that we've lost. And so it was a great day to celebrate life.
Well, people are realizing, you know, and they've heard me say this before, much like the law of gravity, when you defy the law of gravity, you pay the price. And what is happening and has happened since Roe v. Wade is real. And people with real life experience some 49 years later are saying, hey, this is what happened to me. They lied to me. The bottom line is the Supreme Court lied to us, saying that, you know, this was okay, and went along with the science of the day that said, oh, it's just some inconsequential flesh. It's like a cancer being extricated from your body, and all the other lies that went with the narrative, right? And they're wondering, as you and I have discussed on many cases, is that if this is so inconsequential, why am I psychologically so impacted all these years later, right, Robin?
Right. And you know what was interesting is I was at the Rose Dinner and I heard Lisa Robertson. She's Al Robertson's wife from Duck Dynasty. And she had an abortion when she was 16. And she said she remembers so clearly the nurse saying, when this is over, you'll leave here today and you'll never think about it again. And as tears were running down her face, she said, I think about my child every day. So like you said, if it's not a big deal, why are women and men carrying that grief for years and years and years? But you and I know that there's a God of hope and a God of healing, and it's our responsibility to bring those men and those women to that saving knowledge of that hope and healing.
Exactly. Well, we've got experience. We've got technology and science that's come about. Even the Catholic Church this past week sent videos all over the place and talking about the big question is, when does conception, you know, when does life begin? And the presentation was all about conception, as you know. Okay. And for me, the takeaway was, you know, we can get caught in all these human arguments about, you know, when does life begin and all that sort of thing and whole deal. We need to, I guess we need to come to the point to realize who's in charge here. It's not the scientist. God is the creator. What does God say? And God says that when you interrupt the life cycle, he calls it evil. See, and to me, this is the bottom line. I mean, all this exercise that we're going through, we've got to come back to the beginning. In the beginning, God. We've got to come back to that point, Robin, and reconnect with the Father's heart. He's the one that creates, he's the one that says when life begins. Not Dr. Fauci, not any of these other scientists, not, you know, the Supreme Court of the United States. They don't say when life begins. God himself says when life begins. And this is what needs to be apprehended by the church today. And people have said, forget the human arguments. We can, you know, your opinion is good as mine in the absence of fact. And even though we've got a lot more fact and we've got anecdotal studies and responses, and just like the story that you were just relating of a 16-year-old mother who regrets to this day and will regret all the way until the day she dies what she did at the age of 16. But like you said, Robin, this is, we serve a redeeming God that says, you know what? In spite of that, I love you. Your Father says, I love you. Right?
I love it. I love the reminder. And, you know, I go back to just the verses that my team are constantly looking at in Psalm 139. And you hit on something, Bill, that is so key. Only our Father knows each and every one of us intimately. And it says, for you formed my inward parts, you knitted me together in my mother's womb. He's the author of life. And we have so far gone away from that in the United States. And it is heartbreaking. It's so heartbreaking that we have forgotten that God made us for his companionship, that he sent his son to die for us. And we take life very, very lightly. And this is not a political issue for me. It's a heart issue.
Right.
It's the heart of God saying, you are mine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you make it a political issue, you're just, you know, you're just confusing things. This is not, you know, God isn't about politics. And especially today's politics, the political environment is so, it is so corrupt because, and the thing is, again, we have to remember, this is a self-indictment. Politics is downstream the culture. So the politics that we have today is the result of the culture that's feeding into it. So if you don't like the politics, maybe you need to pause a second and get back to what I said. Go back to the beginning. Go back to first principles and analyze, okay, what have I done to contribute to this chaotic political environment? Have I added or have I taken away as much as it would count on any one of us, right?
Absolutely. And that's where, you know, the Big C Church comes in. Well, we can stand up and say, enough is enough. Like you said at the very beginning, enough is enough. And here's what we're going to do to come alongside those young women. And then we make abortion unthinkable, completely unthinkable, because the church stands in and says, congratulations, mom, dad, you're going to have a baby. And here's how we can support you. And then we just completely dissolve that argument of, well, this is, you can't have your baby and your dreams. You can't have your baby and go to college. Yes, you can. Yes, you can.
Mm-hmm. Well, Jim Daly was featured in a movie that, again, I had a chance to see. Once again, the movie that the Kendrick brothers have done, Show Me the Father. Great stories. And I would say that if you haven't seen this, boy, this will really bless you on so many levels. This is the first documentary that the Kendrick brothers have done, and it's so touching because, to your point, there was a situation where a football player had impregnated his girlfriend. I think she was 16 years old at the time, and he was beside himself. I mean, this is a famous football player, and I'm not going to tell you the name because you got to watch the movie and you'll find out for yourself. A famous football player who was right there, and I mean, he was willing to assimilate the current cultural thought that gave abortion a possibility, but for a father figure in his life that called him to be responsible and to step up and to remind him, to your very point, what a blessing being a father is. Yes, right now it may seem to be inconvenient, but the blessing of being a father will be greater than the seeming inconvenience that you see right now short term. And the fact of the matter is, it did. It changed both their lives, and the child was born. And what a blessing and what a great story.
I'm so glad you brought that movie up. That's one of just an amazing story of redemption. And like you said, let's not do spoilers, but I love that they talked about how important the father is. And I would love for your listeners to watch that movie and just see how important it is for men to be that mentor. What if we have young men who haven't had that that example? And, you know, as a Christ follower and a leader in your home and a leader in your church, think of the difference that you men can make in a young man's life when a situation comes up. Maybe not just that one, but another situation. And I love that they called that out. It was a wonderful movie.
Exactly. Hey, Robin, I did want to touch on the topic here that we were going to talk about so briefly, and that is that Google recently chose to censor an abortion pill reversal ad. We got about a minute left. I'm sorry. Tell us about this as best you can in a minute.
Yeah, we had an ad that said, have questions about your abortion, and that was pulled because we were talking about the abortion pill reversal, and what they said was that it was junk medicine, it was fake medicine, obviously they're very afraid, the other side is very afraid of the information, the truth that we're speaking, and so we switched the ad and said, have questions about your pregnancy, and then that took them to a website where they could find out about the abortion pill reversal, and we partner with Heartbeat International to provide that. We have 900 providers across the United States, and there's been over 3,000 babies saved from the abortion pill. Wow. So we're not backing down. We are here to stay.
And that's the other thing that we're not talking enough about. We just talk about a regular abortion, but today's technology and such, with this abortifacients that are out there, that is also abortion. Okay? So Robin Chambers from Focus on the Family has been our guest. Robin, thank you. Godspeed. Take care.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm